This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And then there's one more thing out of verse 10. Let's bring up verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. I don't know how many times over the years I've heard men and women say, well, I really humbled so-and-so today. Have you ever said that? I have. You ever heard somebody say that to you? Well, I humbled so-and-so at work. Boy, I let him have it. I let her have it. And I took him down a notch. And boy, I sure took her down three or four notches. And I tell people and I tell myself, nowhere in the Bible does it say humble other people. But I can show you verse after verse that says, humble yourselves before the Lord. And what's the Lord say He'll do? Stomp you into the ground? No, He lifts you up. The Lord wants me to humble myself before Him, not so that I can grovel in the dust, but so He can lift me up spiritually. You'll never come up in life until you have the experience of humbling yourself before the Lord. Would you go home with that? You'll never come up until you experience what it means to humble yourself before the living God. Some of you need to do it today. 2 o'clock this afternoon, just get alone in your bedroom and say, God, forgive me. You know what? It's the beginning of healing. It's the beginning of restoration. It's the beginning of cleansing. It's the beginning of renewal. All because of people humbling themselves before the Lord, and they will be lifted up. Somebody gave me a copy of an article out of the New York Times newspaper magazine. There's a weekly magazine that the New York Times has. And I just happened to read the last page. And it was about a woman who described her life in this way. She said, I'm in my 30s now. She said, in my late teens, in my early 20s, I drank quite a bit. I smoked pot. I did cocaine. She was describing all her vices, late teens, early 20s. She said, now I'm in my 30s and I don't do any of that. And I was waiting to hear this statement of repentance. And I had this religious experience or had this change of heart. And that's not what happened. She said, I just got married and had 3 kids. And she said, now instead of my clothes smelling like marijuana or beer, they smell like applesauce and baby food from holding kids. And there was a nice sentimental thought to that. But the thing that left me feeling wanting more was this. There was nothing mentioned about repentance. Am I glad that she stopped using drugs and so forth? Absolutely. Glad for the sake of her children, for her own sake. But you know what that woman needs, whether she realizes it or not? More than a change of habits, she needs a change of heart. I'm glad she changed some habits, but more than that, she needs a relationship with the God who made her that comes through cleansing your life, humbling yourself before the Lord, and then letting Him lift you up. What a greater story would be if she said, I came to know Jesus Christ, and now He's lifted me up out of the miry clay of the past, and I can walk on the solid ground with Him for the future. That's your need, and that's my need, and it can be met even today. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You for what we experienced in the first service, for those who responded. I pray for people in this service who need to come, and whatever their decisions are, to come for prayer, but or to share, or to come and give their lives to You, to say, I do believe that Jesus Christ is who He claims to be. I want to accept Him as the Lord of my life. Lord, bless people who need to come right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, next week on Cross Hope, we need you to know that the message will be from James 4 that talks about slander. You may think slander is a legal term in our culture today. Slander biblically means speech that injures. That means that there are husbands who slandered their wives this week and wives that have slandered their husbands. Parents who slandered their children and children of slandered parents. We'll talk about that next week on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.